creating a nice box generating in the asset generator, and it worked reasonably well. But a couple of tweaks yesterday, and it can now print with either a wrapped left right for the box, or repeating the front on both sides. The overall effect depends entirely on how well the art or screenshot initially looks. And a lot of images don't really do the feature justice. But if you'd like to try it out, click on any game in the archive, then scroll down to gift box and you can print yourself a happy little box. Glue the tabs, fold it up, stick it down, job done. Be sure to print it onto cardstock though, or it gets kinda mushy when you put it all together. So to further this, I created a new. This game doesn't have a logo, but get a logo function. It uses the Amstrad CPC font. This will generally be used on older games. You might have previously noticed that old games have a giant black slab instead of a transparent background for their marked-up logos. Now they don't. Awesome. Next, I wondered how well a plaque pixel art might fare. If similarly pushed through the generator, and the answer is not all that great. The square images of a pixel art don't really fit all that well in the confines of the asset generator. If I'm honest. Next, I wondered how well Plat-Dude Pixel Art might fare. If similarly pushed through the generator. And the answer is not all that great.